We're on the south side of the nature preserve on the creek bank. The area is full of rushes and reeds, tules, cottonwoods, willows. You know, it's green and cool down here because we're in the shade. Right now, because there is a pretty good south breeze blowing, and I'm hearing the wind in the cottonwoods, it's difficult to imagine what it was like here in 1974. None of these trees would be here at all. This whole area, even pre-mining at that time, was pretty barren. This creek bottom was basically bare gravel bars and not much water. It wasn't this kind of growth, or we wouldn't have been in here mining aggregate. You couldn't separate this type of vegetation from the aggregate and make specification materials. Cache Creek's full of gravel because it washed down here from the upper watershed between Clear Lake and here. The upper watershed is full of what they call badland topography. It's mostly rock and sand and dirt, and that material slumps or slides off into the creek, and during major flood events especially is washed downstream. And in that washing or tumbling action, all the softer materials flush through this particular section of the creek, and what's left behind here are the harder, denser aggregates that are good for construction purposes. Back when active mining was occurring in Cache Creek, the process was pretty simple. What we would do was first pioneer a road in, and then you'd bring a motor grader in and blade that road off a little better. And once you had established the road, you would bring the paddle wheel scrapers in and skim the gravel bars that were higher than the water. Here at this particular site, we ran between 2 and 3 633 scrapers. They would run 8 to 10 hours a day. Each rig was hauling probably between 500 and 600 tons an hour. The interesting thing about the creek here at this location is the fact that it lends itself to the type of vegetation that we see here now. And some of that, and we might get into a debate about this with some people, but actually I think some of it is enhanced by the fact that it was mined. By lowering the creek bed, it's actually closer to the water table here. So there's more water available for this type of growth. You know, if you're looking for a nice green water setting, this is one of those places that's really ideal. And, you know, if you're lucky, you know, you might see deer here. You could see beaver, muskrats, untold number of different wild critters. You know, you can hear the birds in the background, the noise of the wind in the trees. It's an opportunity for people to come out and see a natural landscape here that you can't see everywhere.